If you'd like to read more about your favorite shows I talk about here on Hot Off the Mess, make sure you subscribe to The Dip. Visit thedip.com and enter HOTM in the promo code box for 20% off your membership. That's HOTM for 20% off. For the best TV coverage, exclusive events, rewards, and more, check out thedip.com. Hi, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Hot Off the Mess. I am your host, Samantha Bush, and I hope everybody had an amazing Labor Day weekend. It was a long weekend. It was the first in my new apartment, and no, I won't stop talking about it, so don't expect me to. It was a good weekend. Like, I hung out with my parents a lot, which is always fun. They're like, I truthfully love hanging out with them sometimes more than I like hanging out with anybody else. Like, I think that's just like the only child in me. Like, I think when you just grow up and like you don't have anybody else really in your life, like you don't have siblings, like you just become like very, very close to them. So I went to dinner with them. My dad, it was Sunday, so it was technically still a weekend because Monday, you know, everybody was off for Labor Day. And so we're at dinner and like he just kept like ordering drinks and then he would order like a tequila to sip on. And my mom and I were like, oh, okay, this is what we're doing. Sounds good. It was like so much fun. And then I had some friends over the weekend. Yeah, just good times. I warned them though. I was like, this apartment is like kind of empty slash also just like filled with boxes. Obviously they didn't care. They're good friends. So it was just a good time. Also, for some reason, I thought that this would be a good idea because I find people relate to it. I like hearing other people's stories as well. I thought it would be a good idea for me to get back on the dating apps, aka hell. And I know that I promised everybody and myself that I would wait until January, but I feel like that would be probably too long to get back out there. Like, I felt like, okay, I can't just like sit and I don't know. It just felt like that would be such a long time and like, I think it's important to like not get rusty and like not get set in your ways and like to keep putting yourself out there. So it has been a few months I've been single and I plan on being single for quite a while. I want to like meet new people and I just, you know, it'd be nice to get like a free drink every once in a while. You know what I mean? Just like kind of stay fresh. So I downloaded Bumble. I'm only on one right now because I know that like some people download like multiples at a time. Like I myself have done that before. Yeah, I was like, okay, I need to ease myself back into this. So I downloaded Bumble. Men like, okay, men really, really, really love that one photo of themselves from that one wedding they were at in like 2019. You know the photo that I'm talking about? Like, it's either they're like holding a drink and they're on the dance floor and they're like pointing at like someone's like meemaw, like trying to get them to dance with them, or like they're walking down the aisle with a bridesmaid, but they like scribbled the bridesmaid's face out. Like, it's so fucking funny to me because it's always that. Like, there's always one of those photos. There's always, it depends, I think, on your area, like where you live. So like I live in Detroit, obviously. And I set my distance like not far, which we'll get to in a minute. So I don't have many guys holding fish. Like that's not just like the demographic in the Detroit area, I don't think. I have seen a couple, but not as many as I've seen like when I was out visiting my friend in Grand Rapids a few years ago. Every single guy had a fish because that's just like what they do out there. They're like more outdoorsy. So it's also, it's just like makes me laugh because it's always that, or there's like a photo with a baby and like, of course, in their bio, it's like, this is my nephew. Like they always have to like preface it. Like, it's just like, guys are so funny and predictable in that way. I'm dying to get on a guy's Bumble and like see what girls put out there. Like I'm so fucking curious. Like, what do girls' profiles look like? Like I've seen my friends. But like, I'm just so, so curious, like what do girls put? Because also Bumble, like you have to talk to them first. Like you have 24 hours to send them a message and then they have 24 hours to respond and then it will time out. Like they'll go away, which is kind of stressful. And I know 24 hours is kind of a long time, but like some of these guys don't put that much in their profile. So you kind of have to like make shit up. And like, I'm so bad at this. Like, I'm good in like a conversation. I'm not good with like pickup lines or like other than like, hi. Like, I really, really struggle with this. So if anybody has tips, like, please send them my way. But really quick, I want to talk about this dating profile I came across of a man. He did a very amateur looking photo shoot next to some dead bushes, and he was in like a fireman's outfit. Now, I wouldn't normally find that. I mean, I would find that strange kind of if he was a fireman, but like, he's not a fireman. So this is like, I was really confused. So if you think about it, like, that means that he found this fireman outfit, probably a friend's, like, found a spot for this amateur photo shoot to take place, probably on a fucking Android, and like, made his friend take these photos. He then picked the ones that he liked the most. And they're insane pictures. Like, they're fucking wild. Like, it's absurd. Like, he's like, doesn't have a shirt on in one of them. And he's got like suspenders. He's really leaning into the whole like, I'm a sexy fireman thing. And it's so strange. I don't think that's his job. I think he's like a welder or something. I don't know. So yeah, so he had to find the photos off the phone, which ones he liked. Then he edited them because they all had heavy filters. You know how like some guys like love, they fucking love this. They love to like fully sharpen the photo, if you know what I mean. Like, if you go to your photo editor, you can like sharpen it and it becomes like super intense. And then they like put up all the saturations. So, like, the greens are like lime green and his skin's like orange. And like, then he chose up. And I stared at this profile just thinking about all this for a solid 5 minutes because I was just cringing so bad. And like, I would kind of understand it, like, if he had any sort of like self-awareness or like sense of humor about it, but like, he looked very dead ass serious.
The cameras, dead ass.
It was bad. So, but other than that, like, it hasn't been that terrible. Like, I've matched with some people. I've kind of talked to a couple people. Like, I might be having drinks with someone this week. Like, you know, I just want to put myself out there again. I don't really know exactly if I'm ready for like a relationship. Probably not, because I just think like, you have to change your mindset. Like, when you go on these dating apps, like, you have to keep in mind that this is for fun. Like, you have to have fun with it. Don't take it so seriously. Like, go grab a drink with someone. Like, it's probably not going to be that bad. Like, it might not be a love connection, but like, you could make a friend, or like, just like, to kind of keep yourself like not collecting like dust. Like, I felt myself being like way, way, way too comfortable, kind of sitting at home doing nothing, which like, I love to do. Like, trust me, I thrived in quarantine. But I was just like, this is going on a really slippery slope. And I've also done something that I've never done before, which I'm really proud of myself, is so on your dating app, you can put like your preferences. Like, you can put like how many miles away they can be. Like, you can do like a max of like 100 miles, and you could do like a max age of like 60 if you wanted, like, if that's your thing, obviously, because two, like, you could be like older on these apps and like, you know, that's in your age range. But for me, I used to like put my age range up to like 45, and I would put my distance range like at the max, which is like insane. Normally I'm just like, fuck it and let go and let God, and I end up dating a 44-year-old who lives in Cleveland. So like, we're not doing that anymore. So I'm patting myself on the back a little bit, because I feel like by not extending my distance so far and the age range so far, like, it shows that I'm a little bit more available, because I felt like I've never really been that emotionally available as a person, which is like something I'm working towards. So like, I would date these guys that lived like so far away, because I was like, I don't have to see them all the time. Like, I can see them when I see them. It kept them at a safe distance. But also, what you guys have to keep in mind as well is I literally live like 10 miles away from Canada. So when I would like extend my distance on this app, like it would extend into Canada. So like you would meet someone, they live in fucking Windsor or Toronto or something. And then you're like, oh, like we could never see each other because the border is closed. Like we, like it just wouldn't happen. So it was like, Sam, good for you. Growth. We love to see it. So I'll keep you guys updated on the whole dating situation. Cause I just, yeah, I think it's fun to talk about and I think it's interesting and relatable and we're all just living in a fucking hellscape, just trying to figure everything out. And of course, in an ideal world, you'd be like, oh, I was at the grocery store and I met a guy, he was grabbing a peach and I was grabbing, you know what I'm saying? But that's just like not a reality. Which, speaking of grocery store dating, I would love to open up a grocery store that's strictly for single people, that has single people portions and like only allows single people inside. Cause I feel like that'd be a great meet cute for people. It's better, like, you're not as embarrassed to say that you met on a dating app. No shade to people that do. Obviously, hello, I'm on one. And I have a friend who's getting married next May who met her fiance on Hinge. And, like, they're getting married. Like, it's a whole thing. So, I mean, it works. It's just, like, I think we're all still getting used to this idea of, like, oh, yeah, we met online and having it not be, like, the last resort, if you know what I'm saying. So, anyways, that's enough of that. Let's get into what the fuck has been happening over the past week. There was one thing that I cannot stop thinking about. I watched the video almost every single day since it came out, but Oscar Isaac and Jessica Chastain were at the Venice Film Festival to premiere their new HBO miniseries, Scene from a Marriage. And if you have a phone and the internet, you probably saw that video circulating over the weekend of Oscar and Jessica on the red carpet. Now, Jessica is like one of the most beautiful, beautiful people. And Oscar is like, he is so sexy. He's just like, is sexy in like a Stanley Tucci kind of way too, like where he just feels like he'd be really, really nice. Like he would have a lot of charisma. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, so they're on the red carpet and Jessica, her arm is kind of like resting on his shoulder a little bit. And Isaac, just being like hot as hell, sensually touched her. And it like, there's so many videos going around of it being in slow motion. And it like, it makes you tingly. Like things happen because then he like, is like touching her arm like really sensually. And then he kind of, cause then she like realizes what he's doing. So she kind of turns. And then he kind of like, what looks to be like sniffing her armpit area. Like, it sounds really, really weird when I describe it, but it was a moment and I kind of kept my eyes on them like all weekend long. Like they clearly have like a really good chemistry together, which is great. I think that this was so, so smart to promote this show because they're obviously a married couple in the show and it shows how much chemistry they have, blah, blah, blah. But there was like this one photo of them. I think they're like on like a step and repeat. And of course they're being like, you know, flirty a little bit, like lots of touching. And then like you see in the corner, Oscar's wife, like standing off to the side because, you know, he's married and so is she. So it's like, I could never in a million years, like handle that. Because it's like you in your head are like, this is just their job. But at the same time, then you think back on like all of the people that have left their spouses for their co-stars, like hello, Angelina and Brad Pitt, like, they were like chemistry off the charts. Like Mr. and Mrs. Smith is like unreal, the chemistry. Like the movie is good, but like the chemistry makes it even better. And then of course there's this whole idea of like, you know, what was going on behind the scenes, blah, 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 whatever. It doesn't matter. We're not talking about them right now. But what I'm saying is like, I personally, I don't think I could be strong enough for that. So like shout out to Elvira, that's his wife. Like she's holding it down. I would flip out because I also like you're watching it in real life. So it's probably different. But then like having to watch it like play out in the press and on Instagram and Twitter and seeing people's reactions, like you guys, I would throw myself into the river. You would never see me again. But also I have to keep in mind that Elvira and everybody who knows him knows that like Oscar Isaac could have sexual chemistry with a tree. So it's like, maybe don't take it personal. But I personally couldn't handle that. So Sam Asghari, excuse me if I'm not pronouncing that correctly, but it's Britney Spears' longtime love. And I will catch myself when I start sounding like the Daily Mail, because I read the Daily Mail. It's a garbage publication, but like, yet I can't stop reading it. I check it every morning when I wake up. They use terms like longtime love, tot tummy. Like, it's just, it's like I said, garbage. But anyways, he was spotted ring shopping at Cartier, and everyone was speculating if he was buying a ring for Brit. And like, this has to stop. We have to stop believing that these rich ass people would ever just pop in a store and buy an engagement ring. Like, you know, Tim from Tucson goes to K Jewelers. Like, it's just not the same. It's just not how it's done in Hollywood, especially when you're like proposing to Britney Spears. Like, also, this is directed at Bennifer 2.0, because a couple weeks ago, Ben was spotted doing the same thing at Tiffany with his son and his mom. And that personally bothered me, because there are, of course, these rumors that they're reenacting the music video, which is fine, because I think that that's part of it. But it also, they know that it's going to people are going to speculate, and like, you know, everyone's going to go crazy, and their PR team is probably like, yes, like, make sure your, like, your presence is known at fucking Tiffany, and everyone gets all riled up. But we have to stop believing that these people would ever, like, buy an engagement ring from a store like that. Like, no. If they do, it's like the people come to their house, I feel like. It's not, like I said, you're not just popping in to, like, he went to Jared. It's a little different. So I just had to, like, touch on that for a minute, because wow, wow, wow. All right. There is drama between the Hamlin and the Disick household. Let me give you some backstory here before we get into the recent events. So Kourtney Kardashian was dating a man named Eunice from 2016 to about like 2019-ish, roughly. They were usually like really private. They posted like some photos on Instagram here and there, but of course has been hinted at by the sisters that they didn't particularly care for him. He never appeared on Keeping Up with the Kardashians, and Kourtney really had a tumultuous relationship with her sisters while she dated him because of it. They felt that they were giving their all on camera, and Kourtney had to hide a part of her life. And they just felt that, you know, like, we're putting it all out there, and you get to, like, hide and not bare your soul, basically, like we are. Which, I take some issue with that. I personally feel that Kourtney and Scott put, like, so much of their relationship out there in the early years of the show, essentially carrying it on their damn backs, that she was probably like, yeah, I'm not doing this ever again. Like, it was terrible. And also, like, Scott still films with the family, and there's always tension whenever Kourtney is dating someone, especially like with Scott, because he can't handle the fact that she's moved on, even though he cheated on her multiple times and now dates 19-year-olds. Like, it's so fucking annoying. I'm not a Scott and Kourtney fan. I like them on their own separately. I like that they're able to co-parent pretty well together, it seems now. But he kind of put it through hell. So that brings me to the current day. Scott is obviously dating Amelia Hamlin, who's daughter of Lisa and Harry Hamlin. Or Lisa Rinna, excuse me. And Harry Hamlin. And they've been dating probably about a year. Like, him and Sophia broke up last summer of 2020. And then him and Amelia started dating like fall of 2020, so like almost a year. Well, last week, Eunice kind of put him on blast, posting an Instagram DM allegedly from Scott saying, quote, yo, is this chick okay? Bro, like, what is this in the middle of Italy? And then he sent a photo of Travis and Kourtney on a boat, like straddling and like dry humping each other, giving us like major PDA, which they've been doing like since the moment they started dating. I personally live for it because I love seeing Kourtney happy. I love seeing someone who, like, publicly, like, declares their love for Kourtney. I feel like, I don't know. You can tell that they're, like, really, really in love. I mean, like, me and Lex, Nico, the other week talked about this. Like, he got on a fucking plane for her. That's, like, that's it. Like, they're together forever. He also has her name tattooed over his heart. It's, like, around his nipple, actually. So Scott allegedly DM'd Eunice this, and he replied, "Doesn't matter to me as long as she's happy. P.S. I ain't your bro." And then across the screenshot, Eunice wrote, "Keep the same energy you had with me publicly, privately." Because Scott in the past has kind of alluded to the fact that Eunice wasn't a great guy, that he didn't like him, he's too young for Courtney, blah, 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 all this bullshit. Of course it doesn't end there because obviously the internet is like blowing the fuck up. And then Travis, who I love, obviously, I just talked about. So you guys know the GIF or the reaction picture of Ray Liotta in Goodfellas and he's like laughing. Okay, well, Travis posted that with no caption, nothing, just posted to an Instagram story. And it was obviously directed towards Scott, basically like a fuck you, like you had this and you blew it. And now I'm treating her like the queen that she is. So get the fuck over it. That's what I interpreted from it. Obviously, I could be reading way too much into it, but I don't think I am. Now, of course, we have to think about Amelia. So Amelia is only like 20 years old. I would personally struggle with seeing, again, maybe I'm just have issues because apparently I'm struggling all over the place if I have these issues in relationships. But so at the Keeping Up reunion hosted by Andy Cohen, Scott basically was like, "Yeah, like I would still want to be with Courtney." And I'm just like, "You're a fucking idiot. Like you had so many chances." And he like really, I think, damaged her like emotionally. And that's probably why she came off like so closed off for so long. Anyways, so I just can't imagine like how Amelia would feel. And then seeing this. So there are rumors that they are taking some time apart after this whole debacle. She posted a picture of herself in a tank top, like a white tank top with pink letters the other day that said, "Don't you have a girlfriend?" question mark. And a source told E! News that Amelia is disappointed in Scott and they need to take time to reevaluate their relationship. And honestly, thank God, like I needed that to be over. I know Lisa Rinna is devastated because she loves to play it off like, "Oh my God, my daughter is dating Lord Disick." It's like, bitch, you love it. Like she loves the press. She loves the attention. I mean, it's just funny to me because like she, like when she first brought it up on Beverly Hills, it was like she was like dying to talk about it. And it's just so, so funny. So yeah, I doubt that they'll be getting back together. I can't imagine their love is like, no offense, like that strong that they could like get through this. But all right. So before we get into Bachelor Nation, let's take a quick break. Let's be honest, ratings and reviews are so important, especially when you're in need of a doctor. You wouldn't go to a restaurant if they only had one star, so why go through all of that with a healthcare provider? And after the last year, now is the time to prioritize your health. Whether you need a primary care physician, a dentist, dermatologist, psychiatrist, eye doctor, or other specialist, ZocDoc has you covered. Just download the free ZocDoc app, the easiest way to find a great doctor and instantly book an appointment. With ZocDoc, you can search for local doctors who take your insurance, read verified patient reviews, and book an appointment in person or video chat. Never wait on hold with a receptionist again. ZocDoc makes healthcare easy. Go to ZocDoc.com/HOTM and download the ZocDoc app to sign up for free and book a top-rated doctor. Many are available as soon as today. That's ZocDoc.com/HOTM. All right, you guys, we have to talk about Bachelor in Paradise because what the fuck is going on? I don't watch it, but I do follow Bachelor Twitter because I like being in the know on all the thirsty goings on. And wow, it got very thirsty on last night's episode. So from what I'm understanding, this is like this is what I've gained, you know, doing my research over the past like 16 hours, is Brendan Moraes. He was on Claire and Tayshia's seasons. I think he was on both because remember Claire like sent everyone home after like 2 weeks. She was like famous for just like choosing Dale right away. We'll get to them another time. If anything happens with them, they're very annoying. And from what I am gathering, people really liked him. Like he was a fan favorite. People were rooting for him to maybe be the next Bachelor. Like, so when people found out that he was on Bachelor in Paradise, everybody was so excited. So he has been coupled up on the show with Natasha Parker in Paradise. While rumored to be actually dating another contestant of Bachelor Nation, Piper James. Like, they're actually dating in the outside world. I will be using the term outside world because I love Love Island talk, and that's just how they speak to each other. They say, like, poll you for a chat, like, will this work on the outside? Oh, I love those people. So anyways, there has been rumors that he has been dating Piper. I guess Bachelor Nation, there's a Reddit thread that has photos of them out and about together. I think he lives in New York and she lives in Boston, so, like, they're not that far apart. And of course, like, internet sleuths, like, have put the two and two together when they would post separately on Instagram from the same places, like, around the same times. Like, they're not being that secretive about it. Like, they're trying, but it's not really working. So the shady producers brought Piper to Paradise while he was coupled up with Natasha. And it gets thirsty as hell. So Piper shows up, pulls him for a chat, and everyone's, like, red flags kind of went up because Bachelor Nation is, like, a very small universe. Like, yes, there are tons of people in it, but I feel like everybody kind of knows everybody. Everyone knows the rumors that are going on. I feel like they all probably heard the rumors too, because it's like Housewives. Like, someone on New York knows someone in Orange County. Like, that's just how it is. Like, it's very similar in that way. So Piper tells Brendan that she feels he was downplaying their relationship and then confirmed that they had a pre-show relationship. And she did all of this on camera in front of everyone. So it's television gold. And he kept hinting at this idea that he did this for them so they could really maximize their time in Paradise so that they can, quote unquote, continue to reach their goals. The fuck is that supposed to mean? Reach their goals. Like, this man has the balls on national television to talk about Instagram followings. He and Piper were sitting there discussing a US Weekly article about them and how many followers they gained from that. She was, like, talking about how when she hit 70K on Instagram. And then he went on to say that the only reason he chose Natasha is because she had no other prospects. Go fuck yourself. Like, first of all, I know I'm not watching, so I'm really coming at this from, like, I know nothing angle, but I would not, like, if any man said that about anybody, so I don't know. And now their Instagram accounts are, like, they're losing thousands of followers. Like, thousands. Like, people are posting on Twitter and stuff, like, watching their Instagram accounts just, like, dwindle. Like, everyone is so upset about this. Natasha is, like, obviously in Paradise, like, get the fuck off the show. Like, you don't belong on the beach with the rest of us. And honestly, I want Natasha for Bachelorette. I know nothing about her. She seems great from everything that I've seen on Twitter. I don't know. Also, just justice for Natasha. Fuck Piper and Brendan, because they both posted on Instagram pictures. Hers is, like, all is fair in love and war. Like, what the fuck? Like, you're just on the show to promote yourself, and that's what he was getting at. Like, they care about followers, they care about brands, they care about deals. They don't care about anything else. And it's like, that is breaking the fourth wall in Bachelor Nation, which I, from what I've gathered, like, rarely happens. So it's just like, ugh. Like, we know that the Bachelor people are thirsty people. We know. We've all seen it. A lot of people just join the show for, you know, quote unquote, the wrong reasons. So just to hear it from the mouths of babes, like, on the show, it was a moment. So let's transition into the Bravo cinematic universe for a second. Brianna Culberson, the daughter of Vicky Gunvalson, is expecting her fourth child with her scary-ass husband, Ryan. They did a gender reveal party over the weekend, and of course, Vicky being Vicky and just an excited grandma told the world via Instagram that Ryan and Brianna are having a girl. So they have three boys right now, so having a girl, obviously they're very excited. And Ryan lost his goddamn mind on Instagram.
You ever get really good news and then find out your mother-in-law ruins it? Well, it happened to me today. Oh yeah, we're having a girl. It ain't smart, Bear. It ain't smart to piss off the one that knows everything. And I know everything. Crickets.
He's the most bone-chilling man on the planet. Like, I have never liked him. As soon as he stepped onto Real Housewives of Orange County with and married Brianna through a drive-thru in Vegas, I just, like, never liked him. He comes off, like, incredibly controlling because, like, he married her. He didn't, like, Vicky didn't even know him. And then he gets, like, upset at Vicky. I remember Brianna and him got upset with Vicky because she was so emotional. And she's like, wait a minute. Like, I wanted to share this experience with my daughter. I wanted to have a dance with her. I wanted to, like, see her down the aisle. Like, what the fuck? And I remember at the time being kind of, like, more Brianna's side. But now that I'm, like, watching it back in hindsight, I'm like, I kind of get where Vicky was coming from a little bit. I honestly do, and I rarely ever say that. But then, of course, there's the incident that happened at Vicky's winter party with Lydia's mom, who's, like, the fairy dust woman who put her feet up on the couch, and he screamed in her face. I posted the clip on my Instagram, and it was, like, it's a trauma bond for all of us because we were, like, collectively as a country, we're like, who the fuck is this man? He's so terrifying. Yeah, I've just never liked him. He really freaks me out. Like, I remember he put cameras up in Vicky's house, and even Vicky's brother was like, this isn't your house. Like, Billy, an icon, is like, this isn't your house. What the fuck are you doing? Like, this is not acceptable. You know, what? And then they eventually moved to Oklahoma. Then they moved back to Orange County. And then they moved to North Carolina. And once Vicky bought a lake house in North Carolina to be closer to her daughter and her grandkids, they moved again to Illinois. So I think they're, like, in Chicago area, I believe, is what I've read. And no shade to anyone, but they're also, like, a keto couple, which is, like, that keto diet. They look, like, Brianna looks incredible, but I personally just don't trust people that have, like, joint Instagram accounts with their husbands or their boyfriends or their spouse. Like, no. First of all, I don't think straight men should have social media. That's just my personal opinion because it's just a cringy situation. And if you do have social media, like, be wary of what you post. Because, like, I just hate men that take, like, a lot of selfies. And it's just, like, listen, I love a curated Instagram aesthetic. Like, if it comes from, like, an artsy place, like, I really just don't need you and your boys, you know, all over my Instagram feed. That's just not something I need. So, yeah, I find Ryan to be very, very unhinged. I worry for Brianna, obviously. I believe he blocked me on Instagram. But, of course, people send me, like, the videos that they screen grab for me of him. And it worries me because, okay, so we all know Brianna being, like, the voice of reason with her mom. And we all trust her decision making. But I also think there's a side to her that is a lot more like Vicky than we like to think. Like, Vicky has gotten herself into many allegedly abusive relationships with men before, like, very controlling. I know she's hinted at being physically abused in the past by her first husband, like, those type of issues. So I'm just like, I just want her to be okay. That's all I'm going to say. And that's pretty much it for today. I love you all so much. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe. I am a words of affirmation type of person. So, like, if you could leave, like, a really nice review, that would mean the world to me. And of course, don't forget to subscribe to the other Dip podcast. There's But Now We Said It, Exposed, which is an amazing Drag Race podcast, The Slut Pig podcast, TV Watch Repeat, Pop Chaser. There's actually a new one that just launched. It's called Not You, Guillermo, a What We Do in the Shadows-based podcast where they break down What We Do in the Shadows, the show. Of course, there's TV Watch Repeat, Pop Chaser, just, like, so many. If you, no matter your interests, like, you can find something in the Dips Network that you love. And I will see you all around on Instagram and Twitter at Brava Historian and at Take Your Soul Off. So, bye.